We're having a lot of fun with our next two guests. They have high energy, and they're definitely morning people, for sure. This is interesting. So we have a neurosurgeon with Piedmont Medical Center and Carolina Neurosurgery and Spine Associates, Dr. Joseph Cheadle. And you have one of your patients joining us. Her name is Paulette Linker. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Dr. Cheadle, we're going to start with you. You're here because a couple of weeks ago, 76-year-old musician Billy Joel was diagnosed with a brain disorder. He had to postpone his tour to undergo treatment. And we understand that this disorder can commonly be misdiagnosed for dementia because of the symptoms.
Correct.
So walk us through what this brain disorder is all about.
So it's called normal pressure hydrocephalus, which is kind of a big thing to say. So most people abbreviate it NPH. And so what it is, it's really a triad of symptoms. So patients usually present with dementia-like syndromes. So they have forgetfulness, memory problems, and it may be pretty subtle, right? So and dementia usually starts out pretty subtle. And then they also have difficulty walking, and then they have some urinary changes. And most commonly people describe it as they get up all of a sudden all the time in the middle of the night. And the reason that it's hard to diagnose is because as we get older, it's not uncommon for people to notice they have memory changes. It's not uncommon for people to walk less briskly and maybe less stable. And then oftentimes, as we get older, both men and women have problems with urinary problems, right? So if you're a woman and you had babies, I mean, it's a problem. And then men have big prostates. And so they have to pee all the time and they get like three dribbles out and they're excited. So from the long story standpoint is it's really hard to kind of make that diagnosis because it's all really common symptoms as we get older. So oftentimes patients will be developing this diagnosis for years and not know. And it's slow and progressive. So just like anything slow and progressive, it's not something that just like hits you on the side of the head, right? I got chest pain. I'm having a heart attack. Pretty easy to get there, right? But if you're like, hey, I'm slowly getting worse, they don't know. And so they'll present with these kind of things. And oftentimes they're pretty far progressed by the time we see them.
What does the testing look like? I have some of this in my family, and our viewers, our listeners know my story. My mom was diagnosed with dementia at 55 and a half years old. Sorry. And the testing is very slow, you know, because no one wants to come out and say that a 55-year-old has, you know, this neurological disorder with, you know, the life expectancy that it has. So what does the testing look like? And then how do you really say, okay, it's not this, it could be this? Like, how do you then start really saying, okay, like diving in to say, okay, this is what it is and how they're all different for you to make the diagnosis?
Wonderful question. So the reality situation is I order brain scans all the time, right? Because I'm a neurosurgeon, it's pretty common. But the issue is patients oftentimes be like, do you see dementia on there? Mm-hmm. And no, because that's not on a brain scan. You can't see that. But the reality situation is for this, you can see changes. And so you have hydro meaning water and cephalus meaning head. So it literally means in Latin water head. And so you have extra fluid on the brain. And the fluid filled sacs deep in the brain called the ventricles are bigger than normal. And so it's something that's nice because you can look at a picture and immediately be like, hey, I'm going down this path. I think I know where I'm going. And then what you'll do is you'll do what's called a lumbar puncture. So you'll drain fluid to see if you get better. And so we'll do a therapy session before and after, and you'll see if you get better. And if you have improvement, that's a sign that you have this diagnosis. It's not a perfect test, but it's really helpful. And then we do a permanent procedure, which Paulette got, which is a shunt, which is basically a fluid tube that drains from the brain to the belly that drains the fluid permanently. Mm-hmm. And it really oftentimes gives you pretty dramatic results of improvement. Not everybody gets the same amount of improvement. Everyone's a little bit different. Paulette is a superstar in how much improvement she got. And so like this morning when I walked in, Paulette showed up to me when I first met her, and she's in a wheelchair, and you can see that she didn't walk in a wheelchair today. And so she literally in her high heels, as a side note, I want to point out that she has high heels on. And for those people who can't see her feet, which nobody can. And so she walked in her high heels and she jumped, like literally not a figuratively, she jumped out of the chair, which is, I mean, go from wheelchair bound to this is huge, right? And the other thing is that you guys were talking to her this morning. This girl's witty, right? I mean, she's sharp. She's got it. She's really smart. And she wasn't that way when I first met her, right? And so her progression was she came in wheelchair bound. We did the lumbar puncture. She got improvement. We had the conversation. She got her shunt. And then ultimately came in the next time she was on a walker. And I gave her a big hug. I was like, girl, you're in a walker. And then she came in with her walking stick. And then she ultimately, with therapy, is walking. And now she's hiking, right? I mean, I'm not wrong. Yes. You told me that last time. You're hiking, right?
And walking in high heels. I love it.
And walking in high heels. That's huge, right? Mm-hmm. I don't walk in high heels. She offered me hers, but I don't want my feet in there. But that doesn't seem easy to me. Like, no. I don't think I could walk in high heels. So, I mean, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. You got to tell your story. This is awesome.
Please do.
So what did the symptoms start mm-hmm. like compared to where you are today, Paula?
I think a lot of it was forgetfulness. I had a problem when I'd go to walk. My feet would stick to the floor, like, and I'd fall. I was confused. I had researched and couldn't find what I was looking for, and my doctor sent me, my primary care doctor sent me to Dr. Cheadle, and he knew in a minute, your feet sticking to the floor. And that's exactly what it felt like, you know.
This was over a course of how long? Are we talking years, months, weeks?
Years, because I had a terminally ill spouse, and my plate was kind of full, and I just kept on moving and hoping it would get better. I think a lot of us do. Mm-hmm. We ignore the symptoms. I would say it was going on since the mid-2000s. Wow. Or before the mid-2000s.
And now you're back to your quality of life?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I love my life. It's a new life.
Clearly, we know.
We know.
I have a small,
you can tell when she
I have a small
here.
Circle of friends. I have my church family, my Bible study families. Mm-hmm. It's an amazing life, and I thank God for the man he sent into my life to change that.
Oh. That's very sweet.
Well, this is why we enjoy doing these mm-hmm. stories so much here on Palmetto Mornings with our friends over there at Piedmont Medical Center, where they bring in a doctor and a patient, and we can see this is one story of so many over there. It's listening to your body, and you're both right. When do you make that call? Because, you know, going to the doctor is expensive, mm-hmm. and you do not want to drop everything and have to organize and rearrange schedules every single time one little thing comes up. But it's listening to your body, Paulette, right? It's like realizing like something is just not right. And it impacts, I guess, Dr. Cheadle, your quality of life, right? Mm-hmm. That's what we've heard. If it starts to impact things that you really like to do, you have to stop, and you have to make your health a priority, and you have to listen to it.
100%.
Yeah.
And the other thing I always tell people, too, is journal. Write stuff down. Mm-hmm. So when you come in, you think of the questions. Because, right, mm-hmm. so the world that we live in now, right, I've got 15 minutes to get through you and see the patient and write my note and see the orders and look at the films. All you don't have much time, right, and do the billing, all the stuff. You got 15 minutes. That's what Medicare gives you. And so you're, like, going a mile a minute trying to get through that, and so it becomes this whirlwind. And so oftentimes I'm like, what questions do you have? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I always enter every appointment. What questions do you have? And you'll be like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Write them down. Like, write what's going on? Remind yourself. Write all the things down mm-hmm. so you know before you come in that you kind of have a clear head to say, this is the problems that I'm having. The other thing is, oftentimes I'll be running late in clinic. My patients know that pretty bad. But oftentimes I'll be like, hey, slow down. What's going on? Just mm-hmm. tell me, right? Start with an opening question, which in med school they tell you not to do. But start with an opening question of being like, tell me what's the matter? Like, what's going on? What brings you here? Right. You know what I mean? It's a simple question, but oftentimes you get all the stuff you need, and then I'm in the background kind of being like, well, that works that way. Nope, that's different. That's different. So it's important to kind of write that stuff down and know what issues you're having, because you won't notice it, right? You don't notice things when they're slow and insidious. Mm-hmm.
And so currently right now, Paulette has a shunt.
Yep, she has a shunt.
In her brain.
Yep.
Do you feel it? Can you feel it? Do you know what's in there?
Yes, I know what's in there.
You know what's in there. Okay. And that's normal?
Yep. So she has an extra hole in her head. So there's a hole in the back of her skull, and then it attaches to a valve. And so the valve regulates how much spinal fluid comes out. And there's a special magnet mm-hmm. that we use to turn it up and turn it down, kind of like you would a faucet, right? Okay. So same idea as a faucet, to say I need extra fluid coming off and less fluid coming off. And then it drains down to a tube that goes underneath the skin down into the belly, and there it drains into the what we call the peritoneum, which is the lining of the abdomen. So not in the stomach itself. A lot of people ask that. It's in the lining, and just like you have fluid like you said last week, you had somebody come in about the fluid in the legs, right? So it's all the same fluid, right? It's a supernatant of plasma. And so it's the same fluid. It's just not absorbing right in your brain, just like if you have venous blockage or if – so patients that have mastectomies, right, will get swelling in their arm because they don't have the same drainage of fluid. Same idea, right? So we just got to shunt that fluid somewhere else. But in the arm, you can't really shunt that very well. But here – it's all in kind of a sac that we can shunt pretty easily. And so we shunt off a certain portion, right? You can't take all the fluid off because your brain has to sit in a bag of fluid. And so that's what we do. And it's under there. You'll feel it. It's behind, like behind my glasses, approximately where it would be. So you can feel it, but it's not super uncomfortable, right, Paulette?
No.
No.
Well, Paulette, I'm glad that we met you, and what an unbelievable story. And I hate that, you know, for a portion of your life, you know, it was just kind of turbulent. But boy, you got that plane back flying straight.
You sure did.
And you are heading all over the world. And look at you today. This is great.
You are rocking and rolling.
You're fun.
And she looks great in her red dress, doesn't she? In her pearls.
She does. Yeah.
She's like a Southern Belle.
Just to give you a sample of how quick her wit is, when she came in, I said, "You're Paulette, right?" And she said, "Well, I was Paulette when I left the house." And I came in and I said, "I like her.
Yeah, she's going to be
a lot of fun.
One.
You fit right here. Fit right in here at Palmetto Mornings."
And same with you, Dr. Siegel. Yeah. I think that's what's so great about y'all coming in, because sometimes not only going to the doctor, you know, is expensive. A lot of people, what holds them back is thinking that it's scary and you're going to get bad news and you're not going to have someone who really takes time and cares for them. And clearly you, I mean, I just see the way that you care about Paulette, and I'm sure you feel that way about all of your patients, and just how open you are, and you come at it with a little bit of a quick wit as well. And so, you know, it makes ones of us, because I'm one of those people, I don't ever want to call the doctor because I'm afraid of what they're going to say. And so I think it makes that so much easier. So thank you for being willing to do that.
Like,
absolutely.
Our whole team's amazing. My assistant actually is the one that set up this whole thing. She was like, she saw the Billy Joel. She called me. She's like, "We have to do this. We have to do something." And she's like, "I'm going to call Paulette." And she's the one who called her. And she's like, "I'm like, okay, Amanda. You go, girl. You got this." And so, like, I have an amazing team. Like, I can't do this alone. I have an awesome team that helps support me. So.
That's great. Well,
Paulette, here's to many more healthy, great years ahead of you. And Dr. Joe Cheadle, just what a gift you are. Again, to Ashley's point, not only can you do the medical part of it, you've got, it seems like, amazing bedside manner as well. So congratulations to you. Love the partnership and relationship between patient and doctor. And listen to your body. Listen to it. You know when something's not right. Go ahead and reach out. You've got a long life ahead of you, and you shouldn't live in pain. It is 8:24 on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Morning, 65 degrees.
York, Lancaster, and Chester County continuing to get the all clear on our wet weather.